built some 30 or 40 years ago. How old is that campus down there?
36
years. And so it was designed when there was just one building there. Now Correct. We're going to have three buildings there, and the parking lot in and of itself is in deteriorated condition. So I'm hoping that when this cancer center is complete, that we can go in and revamp that parking lot and redesign it so it accommodates all three of the buildings that are in that kind of circle.
Correct.
And the other thing I'd like to ask you to do, there's a, I think Methodist Medical Center has a family clinic on the corner, and the signage on that family clinic, which is about a 2,000, he's smiling already, it's about a 2,000 square foot building and has three different signs on it, and none of them look alike. So I think that we can address the signage on there as we are addressing the one more sign on the new building. So thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Trustee Vickery. And just so that the board and Trustee Vickery are aware, we are engaged in a feasibility study right now and getting one done on the parking. I think one of the important things is to determine exactly what your need is in terms of spacing, and that may even allow us additional landscape opportunity than where they are now. I don't want to put anything, it's not my job, that's what the feasibility study is for. But additionally, to reprogram the main entrance and try and figure out how, I mean, really you're coming off of Main Street now, so I think that they need to look at how we structure it that way. So we're on it. Yes, sir.
Bob, did you say there are three buildings in town?
Well, yes, they're not now. With the cancer center, we'll make number three. Yeah, we got the College of Medicine building, the new doctor's building, and this will be the third building.
Right.
And then the little building out on the corner, I really don't right. count that.
And the doctor's building, who owns that?
Dr. Well, DeBoard
they
and his
do,
group.
And we have that lease. We have the long-term lease.
Right. And you said this building, the title will vest at the University of Illinois?
It'll be donated. Now, let me be clear about it. So we're not, I want to clear this up. This is an addition to our current structure. Okay. So it's expansion of the current structure. And then that area that is constructed will be donated back. Okay. Item 24 is employ architects, consultants, and engineer for professional services at the Urbana campus. This is a retainer, the 2010 retainer, architects and engineers and consultants. As you know, the program itself, any project cannot exceed $1 million in budget. No fee on an individual basis can exceed $100,000, and the annual fiscal year compensation for any contract cannot exceed $500,000. Brook Architecture Incorporated in Chicago is 100% MAFB, Gorski Refstick Architects in Champaign, Illinois. Asbestos and lead-based paint abatement consultant, DAS Consulting Services, LLC in Springfield, Illinois, is FBE-DBE. Civil engineer is Foth Infrastructure and Environment, LLC, Champaign, Illinois, and Terra Engineering in Peoria is FBE. Historic preservation architect, Johnson Lasky Architects in Chicago, mechanical engineering, engineering concepts and Solutions Incorporated in Champaign, and structural engineer H.D. Wickersheimer Engineering, LLC in Champaign, Illinois.
I'd like to skip back to the cancer center.
Yes, sir.
Very briefly. At the invitation I could not refuse from Bob Vickery because it was more an order than an invitation. I went to Peoria to visit and came away very happy that Bob.
Can you speak into your microphone?
When you say my name, speak loud into the microphone.
came away very glad that Mr. Vickery has taken a special interest in this project because it's very valuable.
Absolutely.
And that's an arrow that's in your quiver now that I think is so innovative that hopefully you'll find targets to use that in the future. And the what I found in Peoria was the commitment and the innovation and the hard work of the medical community in Peoria is really quite amazing. And so I would strongly support this project going forward. And deep appreciation to the folks in Peoria for innovation and action. It's very impressive.
Thank you. I skipped one, that's why I apologize. Employ the construction manager for Eikenberry Commons, C&D, and Urbana. In September 2008, the board approved the Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons Phases C and D Residence Hall West and Garner Hall Demolition Project with a budget of $46.7 million. The 99,000 square foot building of Residence Hall West will complete the Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons as a single building, which also includes the dining hall and the Residence Hall North. The recommended firm for construction management services is Turner Construction Company in Chicago. The firm's fixed fee is $634,000. Staff cost on hourly basis with a total not to exceed $1,535,000 plus reimbursable expenses estimated to be $587,000. Item 25 is amend a professional service agreement for architect, engineer, and consultants at Chicago. This again is a, these are renewals of these categories that we're going to, and firms that we're talking about, and the intent of the amendment is to bring, is to change the amount of total annual estimated contract value not to exceed award from $150,000 to $500,000 per contract year to be consistent with all other retainer contracts. Additionally, at the time, as we're getting stimulus money and other activity funding that's going to be flowing in, it is extremely important for Chicago to have the ability to utilize these retainers, and the higher level per contract year allows them to get to work on a quicker basis. That's it for capital.
Okay, Mr. Bass.
Yes, item 26 is my final item.
Yeah, after you do the item 22, I want to ask you something though. Item 23, did you do the RFP on that or RFQ?
Yes.
Just for the record, on every construction project, CM project, we do the RFP, request for proposal, get a price proposal, because it can be in a different
way. Thank you. Chairman and members of the board, in item 26, the university is recommending approval of a lease of 7,134 square feet between the Carle Foundation and the College of Medicine at Urbana-Champaign. Continuing an affiliation that's been in effect since 1998, supporting medical and clinical education programs. The recommended lease is for a 10-year term with an option to terminate after 5 years, as required by state law. The initial base rent is $22.90 per square foot, with a $12.14 per square foot CAM charge frozen for the first 5 years, totaling $35.04, or $250,000 annually. The recommendation comports with all applicable state and university statutes, rules, and regulation, and has been shared with the members of the Building and Grounds Committee. Any questions?
Mike, this is an off clinical site.
Yes, I mean it's within the Carle Forum, and it was actually designed from the beginning for the use of the College of Medicine at Urbana and their affiliation, driven by an affiliation agreement, Dr. Schmidt.
Okay, do you have any update on Lincoln Hall since we got it funded? This is 2009, the bicentennial of President Lincoln, and if you can do the groundbreaking this year.
Let me tell you what I know, Chairman Shaw, is obviously the capital project capital budget was program was passed in Springfield. We are in the process. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be talking with Jim Reamer at CDB.
Okay.
And the purpose of that call is, as you know, Chairman Shaw and other members of the board may be aware, we've been in an ongoing process with HPA dealing with windows in our buildings, our older buildings. In fact, five buildings that we're looking at trying to retrofit and do a lot of deferred maintenance in. Lincoln Hall was one of those. There was, as in any type of relationship, there are times when both parties are being negotiating in good faith, and you come away with a disagreement at the end. And the disagreement at this end was they wished us to selectively replace and restore all of the windows That was the HPA's position. It deviated a little bit as they went through, but that's basically where they were at. And our position was that we believe from a life cycle maintenance and energy savings cost, we would need aluminum clad. We went through all the steps required under statute, under the historic preservation statute, mediation committees, interactions, public hearings, and we went to the end of it where they continue to be essentially at their same position, and we continue to say that we believe NC University's best interest to proceed as we proposed, and that was the letter that went out to HPA in response to the mediation committee's letter to us articulating their recommendations, and that process is now ended. We will now proceed with the windows as we want, and my conversation with CDB tomorrow will be to make that part of the base bid, and we start moving. The actual ability to do the project is going to be dependent on the timing of actually selling the bonds and getting the money available for us to for CDB to access and then start. But I know they're chomping at the bit to get started, as we are. And it also, just for edification of the board, it also is a project that will utilize the single prime method of delivery that CDB has within state law, and they requested to use that on the Lincoln Hall, and they were approved to do that through the Procurement Policy Board.
Well, thank you for the update. I know these are difficult issues because after we are done and rebuild the building or rehab the building, we campus will have to maintain, and our That's maintenance correct. Dollars are very, very short, but you should. I know Mr. Dempsey here and Clark Wise, they both are here, and you should team up and get Mr. Reamer from CDB to get get everybody on your side and see if we can expedite, because there are a number of people interested to get the rehabilitation started this year. There is a historic significance. There Absolutely. Is a historic significance in keeping the windows, but there is a historic significance to rehab the building, start the rehab of the building, which was built and started 100 years ago, and we are finally fortunate to get that started, and I think it's an appropriate project for us to start this year. So,
Chairman Shaw, my belief is that we will be there. I know CDB wants to do it, we want to do it. We're together.
Larry. I have a question for Niranjan.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Larry. I know the bill was fine, but I was under the impression that the revenue still hadn't been locked down. Has that been resolved?
Mr. Nor knows.
Mr. Nor, can you address that?
Trustee Epley, as discussed this morning, we're now monitoring the bonding and authorizations, the funding authorizations that would go with it. Certainly they have not done the bond issues associated with raising the resources for the capital projects. So that is correct, that the resources still have to be nailed down.
So we're close but no cigar yet, right?
Get out the matches, I guess.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman? Mike, is this a CDB project, or is it our project?
CDB.
They're doing the project?
Yeah. Well,
Lincoln Hall? Yeah, it's really the CDB project, and but we have, unlike any other state agency, they respect us and give us a lot of leeway. Not as much as we like to have, but still better than anyone else could do. Thank you. So I think it's about 2:00. We should, Madam Secretary, can we move on the agenda items and go for the votes? Yeah, why don't we utilize the time? And I know there is I'm going to skip few items if nobody has any objection, and we can get a report from